let them know I miss them. I wanted to let them know I miss them very much.
And during that 15 months, was there a period where you felt you knew, you know what, someday I am going to be back on a stage like the stage tonight?
Well, when you have a traumatic brain damage, you can see the scars on my head. At that moment, when it first happened, when I didn't see anymore, when I couldn't walk, before they told me how to stand up and sit down again, you don't feel that way. But as the months and the months and the months went by, part of my therapy was seeing TV, seeing my friends, and saying, if I'm coming back. One day, my wife made sure that her and my therapist, I wanted to walk my wife. It was bigger than TV for me at that moment. I wanted to walk my wife down the aisle with no cane. And after that was done, I just said, I'm going back. I want to go back. And then I had my publicist, Louis Kay. He said, well, maybe you should let Hollywood welcome you back home. And that's what happened. Don allowed me the opportunity to be in front of my peers, and they said, welcome back, Trey.
Question right here in the middle. Steve Futterman from CBS News. I wanted to ask you how proud you are of what you've been able to accomplish, because obviously it hasn't been easy. You had to put a great deal of effort in there. And was there ever a time when you almost gave up, saying to yourself, maybe I can't do this?
Well, my wife wouldn't let me do that. My son wouldn't let me do that. And I look at my little daughter's face, they wouldn't let me do that. I just hope my tragedy and Jimmy's death isn't in vain. I hope that the thing that happened to me can be prevented now from people just dying on the road. And so that's what I hope.
And do you feel you're the same person?
But I don't give up. My father was drafted into Vietnam at 17, and I've never seen him give up. So I wanted to be like my father. Even when he had AIDS, he never gave up. So we don't do that as Morgans.
Question in the back on the right side. Go ahead.
Hi, Tracy. Way, way back here in the back. Tanya Hart, you know how much we love you, and we are so glad you're back.
Thank you.
So after all...
And I love you too.
Thank you, darling. After all of this, and you're coming back, you are back. How do you take the experience you've just been through and still make it funny? Because I know you well enough.
Because if God can get you to it, he'll get you through it. I'm here. If God can get you to it, he can get you through it. We'll get through it. And that's all my wife kept saying. You'll get through it. You'll get to the funny again. And we did that tonight. I learned that from Lauren Michaels. When 9/11 happened, I was a cast member. And I wondered, because we were supposed to go up that September. And I said, this tragic thing just happened to the country. How are we going to be funny? How are we ever going to get to it again? And Lauren Michaels, with his genius, showed us. We're going to let Giuliani, who was the mayor of New York, come on TV and tell the world, it's time for us to start laughing again. And that's what we did. Me and Lewis, that's what we did. We thanked everyone, then we got to the funny. And we let everybody know. Like Will Ferrell says, you know how much a polar bear weighs? Enough to break the ice. See?
Last question here.
It's going to take more than 18 wheels. It's going to take more.
Hi, Tracy, over here. Who wrote your speech, and what collaboration did you and that person have in coming up with it?
Well, me, Louis Kay, and Jeff Stilson sat down, and we came from our heart, because Louis was the one. No, I have to say this. He called my wife that night and told her what had happened. So he's been with me the whole thing. He means a lot to me, Lord, thank you. So he sat down and he just came from the heart. I just wanted to say to my peers and my comrades and to the people of TV Land, thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to say to you guys, during my ordeal, thank you for giving me and my family our privacy. You've been kind to us, and you wrote kind things, and thank you very much.